Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We kick off the 1 o'clock hour, a little bit of a reset. Mets and Yankees both coming off decisive, but decisive victories nonetheless on Wednesday. Yankees, obviously, with the 6 home runs, sweeping away the Washington Nationals. Nolan McLean, obviously, the star of the night. The 8 innings of 4 hits, shutout baseball, no walks, the strikeouts. I mean, just the complete complement of pitchers, keeping hitters off balance, a little bit old school, the emphasis when we're looking at, you know, the starting rotation. And you look at this Met team starting to find themselves. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about it. Now, it's got to go out there and continue. They've got 29 games to go, I believe, in this MLB regular season, within 4 games now of the Philadelphia Phillies in the National League East. And you like the fact that Vientos has got a 10-game hitting streak. You like the fact, I mean, you look at the idea of Juan Soto, who we've spent a lot of time talking about Soto, year number one with the New York Mets. Well, think about this. I mean, since late July, I think July 29th, Juan Soto with the runners in scoring position is hitting 400. I mean, his OPS is north of 1,100. I mean, and he was dreadful before that. It's not been your prototypical Juan Soto season, year number one. I think there comes a lot with signing for $765 million, obviously leaving the Yankees for the Mets. The pressure that comes along with the contract, the expectations that come along with the contract, and there was clearly an adjustment for Juan Soto. But you know, he's starting to hit to the level that you expect Soto to be, because he is a generational offensive player. Not a true 5-tool player, but what he can do up the plate is, and we've seen it, whether it be Washington, San Diego, the Yankees, or now here with the New York Mets, we've seen it where he's been able to be that caliber of hitter. But it'd be fascinating when you look at this Met team being as dangerous as they potentially be can be come October. And you know, maybe the turning point to this season was not just the last 3 nights, because Philadelphia is clearly, when they step into Citi Field, they're seeing ghosts, to steal a line from Sam Darnold in that game against the New England Patriots. But when you look at the statement the Mets made, you can look at the last 3 games, but you could also look at the life that McLean has brought to this Mets starting rotation. Now, it's got to have a trickle-down effect. You're going to need Manaea, Senga, Peterson, obviously. We're going to see Jonah Tong tomorrow night against the Miami Marlins. Looking forward to that after seeing, you know, his strikeout-to-walk ratio in AA, AAA, and his dominant stuff that we've seen down in the minor leagues. And people have compared him to kind of being a modern-day Tim Lincecum with the extension that he has in his delivery. Looking forward to seeing what he can provide, but there's no doubt the brilliance of McLean. I think it's real. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt. The confidence he has on the mound, the pitches. You should be excited if you're a New York Met fan, and it has been a long summer. You know, as we wind down summer, you know, we hit the unofficial end to summer, which is Labor Day weekend, and football right around the corner. Big college football weekend upcoming. Ohio State and Texas on Saturday night. It's going to be a fun one with Arch Manning, the starting quarterback for Steve Sarkisian, the Texas Longhorns. But football right around the corner. It has been a long, you know, summer for the Mets and the Yankee fan. It really has been. you know, some disappointment, not exactly the summer where, you know, they've grabbed the bull by the horns, taken it and run with it. You had to earn it as a fan this summer. And I get it. And listen, that's the long 162 game MLB regular season. And there were times you questioned whether or not this Met team was good enough. We saw the reinforcements by David Stearns at the MLB trade deadline, but we can look at a turning point, maybe being McClain being called up, inserted into the starting rotation. We'll see what Tong is like tomorrow night. But Vientos is a big time key to lengthen out this lineup. Unquestionably, he is. And so when you see him starting to resemble the hitter that he did a year ago at this time of the year, late August, soon September, 29 games to go in the regular season, you can think about what kind of impact that he can have. As far as the Yankees go, listen, they're playing good baseball. You know, they're beating bad baseball teams outside of, you know, the Nats. They sweep away Washington, you know, lost 3 of 4 against Boston. But it's kind of the same thing we've seen from this team in terms of, you know, when they face teams they should beat, they do it more often than not decisively, you know, and they hit 6 home runs and have games in which they put 11, 12, 13 runs. So the concerns you have with the Yankees, even in a wide open American League, is, and the positives are going to be, you know, what you've gotten production-wise, power-wise from guys like Grisham, year number one of Cody Bellinger. It'd be great to see Judge getting back. Giancarlo Stanton, this has been the best version of Stanton we've seen in a Yankee uniform. Positive that Max Fried, his last two starts, has resembled the way the pitcher that he was to begin the season when he was one of the best pitchers in all of Major League Baseball. Even a wide-open American League, the concerns you have is when the home runs go away, can the Yankees go out there and generate an offense? How stubborn are they going to be with Volpe at the shortstop position? And can this team go out there and play clean baseball consistently to get back to where they were a year ago, which is the World Series, and back to the Fall Classic, and this time potentially go out there and win it? You know, have I learned anything? Like, did I take anything massively away outside of Stanton? I mean, I think, no, I mean, Grisham's been a positive, and I don't think anyone expected him to have the kind of power production that he has had this season. Bellinger's been, you know, everything you could want year one as a New York Yankee. Stanton is the guy that I think he's got a lot of grief, has handled it well. He's got a lot of criticism in the city, sometimes rightfully so, sometimes justified, sometimes unjustified. I think what you've seen here from Stanton is the drive to win. And he's been arguably right there as one of the best hitters, if not the best hitter in Major League Baseball since he got off the IL. He's been remarkable. I mean, he's been utterly remarkable. And we know this about Stanton. When you get to October, he's going to hit. So what are you going to take away from the Yankees the next 4 games against the Chicago White Sox, who are 48-85 on the season? Not all that much. Expect them to win the series and not be all that surprised if they end up winning all 4 games. 110 on this Thursday afternoon. Mark Melusis with you. 888-808-1019. Have they given out the number for Jonah Tong yet, Puff?
They have. It is official. There is a number that Jonah Tong is wearing.
All right.
Do you want to guess what number it is?
Sure, why not? I like a good guessing game. Are you going to give me a range of numbers, or are you going to just...
1 like through 99.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, just start off with... Go start with the big numbers.
I just played off the last segment. I'll go 67.
No, I was hoping you were going there, and no, it's not. How about this? We'll say higher or lower than 50.
All right, higher or lower than 50.
All right, it's lower.
Lower than 50. I'll see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
They, 43.
Lower.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the last three Mets to wear this number. How about that?
Okay, let me hear.
Travis Jankowski, Zach Short, Ben Gamel.
I'm not good.
If I give you another one, I the next guy after that, I think you're going to figure it out.
All right, well, okay. I don't know. Let's see. 24.
Close. Lower.
Lower. 23.
Close, but lower.
20.
No, oh, well, that's Alonso's
20. Pete Alonso's 20.
What close, but higher. How about that?
Oh, okay. So it's 21 or 22?
It's 21. It's the former Max
22
Scherzer.
Soto. 22 Soto.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm terrible with numbers. Yeah, there you go. I'm such an idiot.
Pete Alonso's 20, Soto's 22.
Yeah, no, I know. 21. There you go. 21. So he's got 21. That's a good number. Yeah, that's a good number.
You think that number will be retired anytime soon?
Oh, stop. let's head out to Belmore. It's Bobby. It's the fan. What's going on, Bobby?
All right, before I get to Tom Moose, you know, Aaron Glenn's kind of very arrogant. And for a guy that's got his defense got killed his last two playoff games, and, you know, I understand why he's upset because he doesn't have a quarterback, and, you know, he can't run the ball all game because this is the mid-70s before the Mel Blount rule. So, so I understand why he's upset. But let me get to Tong. You know, when McClain came, they lit a fire under Holmes' ass because he was pitching terrible for like 8 starts. All of a sudden, when McClain came up, he was pitched very well the last couple of starts. And, you know, I don't think it's more than a coincidence that McClain lit a fire because he was going to be next to the bullpen. Now, with Tong, I think, you know, Manea, I call him Manua lately, same thing, the same the way he pitched. But, you know, he did pitch better his last couple of days ago when Tong was going to get called up. And I know he didn't go long, but he did pitch better. And maybe there's a lot of fire under both of them because if not, one of those two guys is going to the bullpen in long relief for the postseason. If Tong pitches like nearly what McClain has done, and maybe he could light a fire under these guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone gets to a level. I don't know if you necessarily need someone to light a fire. I think maybe alleviate some of the pressure. The sorry rotation just was not good enough. It was not sustainable when you looked at the Mets. I've talked about the fact that I thought the Mets lineup was going to define this team this year. You couldn't have the starters barely going 5 innings and asking that bullpen to continuously take on that kind of work and not get gassed as the season goes along.
What could happen is this. If they're going to a 6-man rotation because they have 16 consecutive days. But once they go back to a 5-man rotation, if Tom pitches well, the 2 or 3 starts that he's going to get, and I am saying continue to fourth. I know they've had injuries, so I'm not counting on them coming back. They're still coming back from injuries. But, you know, for the postseason, if Tom could get into the rotation and you put Holmes back in the bullpen, and then you could put a Manaya against the lefty team like the Dodgers. They play the Dodgers in the first round or the Padres. Then you could put Singer in against the righties, you know, with their right-handed lineup. And that's a long hit. And one of those guys is going to make the postseason roster for the first round. So, I mean, if Tong pitches near, I mean, the guy's been dodging. Everyone knows he's been dominant in Double-A. You know, he's been striking out a lot of guys in Triple-A his last two starts. And, you could if he does pitch well and those two continue to falter, you could see Peterson, McClain, Tong as your postseason, you know, first round. I mean, I know I'm jumping the gun here, but
yeah, I mean, just a little bit. I mean, Bobby, we have not even seen Tong go out there and make his major league debut.
Well, if he does.
And yeah, I mean, right. I get he's looked. Yeah, no, I yeah, it can lengthen things out. There's no question. I mean, it can. And, you know, you can find different ways. Listen, the Dodgers won a World Series last year, and they had games where they used openers and leaned into that bullpen. So, you know, there's different ways. There's, you know, you could sense it. You get a feel what McClain has provided this Met fan base, which is a general sense of excitement, you know, and just, you know, hope. You know, because you were watching this starting rotation, and you could look at it, the people criticizing Stearns not good enough, Montas signing disaster. Yeah, Holmes is good. He's not great. You know, concerned about the amount of innings he throws, doesn't throw enough strikes, the amount of work the bullpen's going to log. And McClain has changed that conversation. Now, listen, if you go out and if Tong is nearly, it's hard to think that in three starts, Jonah Tong is going to have a 0.89 ERA like Nolan McClain's been able to do for the New York Mets. But if he is nearly as dominant, then yeah, he's going to throw himself into the discourse and throw himself into the conversation in terms of being that guy come the Major League Baseball postseason and the playoffs. Rob in Smithtown's up next to the fan. What's going on, Robbie?
Hey, Moose, always awesome to hear you on the air.
Thanks, Rob. What's on your mind, bud?
Hey, not much. You were talking about Fields and the Jets before, and you know, you were saying like how you can have all the talent in the world, but you know, sometimes you just got to be a modern quarterback to succeed, and kind of just expand on that. What's going to happen if and when they fall behind? Like, he's going to have to throw, and you know teams are going to start the game plan where they're going to just try to get out to these fast starts on the Jets, and it'll be interesting to see when that happens and, you know, how much of a threshold or how much, you know, the coaches will be okay with kind of just sticking to the plan, sticking to the run game. At what point do you just abandon it and you're just going to have to throw? But, I mean, if he does, look out, because then this team's going to be awesome if he could do that.
Yeah, Rob, but what would lead you to believe that he can? Like, if you look at Justin Fields, I mean, his career completion percentage is 61%. His high-water touchdown throws in the season is 17 that he did in 15 games. Now, you know, he's also gone out there in 2022, and he ran for 1,100 yards and 9 touchdowns for the Chicago Bears. Now, is that necessarily sustainable when you're looking at the quarterback position? Okay, and, you know, and that was, you know, there were a lot of people in the National Football League that said, well, he combined that year for, you know, what was it, 25 touchdowns, I believe, on the season, you know, and had nearly 3,500 yards of total offense, and saying, well, Justin Fields has arrived. Well, I need a quarterback that's going to complete more than 60% of his passes.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I think they're just hoping and praying, really, that him and Garrett Wilson.
Well, you listen to Mugi today, and Mugi's telling you that, well, you know, just like Baker Mayfield led the Browns to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's like, true. I think they're hoping it's going to be Ohio State all over again, and they're just hoping not to catch.
I get it, but like not like the comps are not it, like it, it's nauseating to a point. Like you can't compare him to Mayfield. Mayfield got in his own way at times with the Cleveland Browns. The concern with Baker Mayfield too was, you know, the size, you know, at times a little bit too much of the moxie that was unquestionably is about a leader, but you know, was it gonna be able to translate? But you know, Baker Mayfield had success with Cleveland, didn't end well. And then had him, found him, you know, and then landed down in Tampa, where it's a very pro quarterback, pro throwing quarterback system. Now they've gone through a number of different offensive coordinators. I mean, you step in and take an OC job down in Tampa, and you have success with Mayfield, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, you know, and in that passing game, you're going to be in line to go out there and get a head coaching opportunity. I mean, two head coaches have gone out there and have become head coaches in the National Football League after being OCs down in Tampa. So we've seen it, right? So you put, you know, you're minimizing what Mayfield was in with the Cleveland Browns. So I, you know, we'll see. And Mugi's being positive, spinning positive. We've seen signs, we've seen growth, we've seen strength, better rhythm, all these things, all positives, all football cliches, all quarterback cliches. We'll find out exactly how it looks against the Pittsburgh Steelers, because I think it's got to look decidedly different than what we have seen. And it can't be necessarily you have to see it week one, but as this season does go along, because you've got to be able to throw the ball better than what Fields has shown him himself the ability to do so in the National Football League over the course of his first 4 years. You know, 3 in Chicago, 1 in Pittsburgh. You can't be that throwing the football at the quarterback position and have sustained success. That's the issue you have.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.